do wonder what it means to be a faithful and prudent steward. It's a question that the disciples themselves put to Christ. Who is this person? What are they like? Who is it that is doing the Lord's will, who looks towards doing what it is that is expected of them? I think if we just look at the words themselves, we can get a pretty good understanding what the faithful and prudent steward is and what they do. Faithfulness is understanding that to which we are called. Faith being a gift in itself, faith in things not seen. Faith, a recognition that we are called to something and called to something greater. And as much as this world doesn't make sense all of the time, faithfulness helps us to recognize that there is a reason, even if we don't understand it at the moment. Prudence is the recognition that our actions affect one another. And prudence looks different to you than it does for me. I think having baptisms this weekend is a perfect example. Prudence for this couple, for this child, looks a lot different than it does prudence for me. They have this child to take care of. That is important for them, to be prudent in making decisions that take into consideration Samuel's well-being. They cannot act on their own. Prudence is the recognition that we not only act on our own accord, but on the accord of those who trust in us. To give you an example of what prudence might look like for me, I couldn't very well take a vow of silence, could I? As much as some of you might want me to. I can't do it. I have to preach, I have to pray, I have to proclaim the word of God for you and the assembly. It would not be prudent for me to do so, because I have to take into consideration those to whom I'm called to serve. And a steward, what is a steward? The steward isn't the king. Some of the wisest words I ever heard was two facts. There is a God, and you're not it. There is a God, and you're not it. We are stewards. Ask anyone on their deathbed. They recognize that this life that they have, this life that they are losing, is not their own. We cannot act and live in such a way as to live that lie of thinking that our lives are just ours, that they don't have any bearing on another. Put that all together. A person who lives their life in recognition that there is something to come. A person who lives their life in recognition that their actions affect other people. A person who lives their life in recognition that their life is not their own. This is the life of a good and faithful servant. This is the life that this father and mother are being called to in declaring before the assembly their desire to be and to act as Christian parents. Their desire to teach Samuel the ways of faith, to guide him in their duties, in what they have promised to do. They have said this in front of all of us. It's not an easy task. It's not a task that comes perfectly for any of us. But it's a recognition that so many of us have stood in a similar place, made similar promises for our children, to raise them according to the faith, and to raise them and to show them the way. Let us see within Samuel an example for all of us. He does not take his life for his own. He recognizes that everything he has is based on the well-being of his parents. Samuel certainly is an example for us, asleep in the arms of his mother. Let us be like Samuel today.